Andy Bushcutter for this ball game. We will have two more after this here on Classic Hits. Maybe the marquee team of the year, South Sioux City, comes in next to take on Grand Island, and that will be followed by Heartland Lutheran, the fourth Grand Island team to play here today, and they will take on SEM at 9:15. We just got done with an overtime game. Donovan Trumbull came from 16 down in the first half and ended up forcing overtime to win tonight's game, this last game. Earlier today, Giltner beat Overton 43-41. Grand Island Northwest, after a slow first quarter, shut down Hastings St. Cecilia 55-38. Northwest had to play number one Beatrice last night. St. Cecilia had to play Grand Island Central Catholic. So you know that those were going to be tough matchups. Then it was a very low-scoring game. Pierce comes down and gets shut out in the first quarter, and Adams Central gets back in the win column with a 40-27 victory over Pierce. And Sutton, in maybe the most exciting game of the, well, there's been at least three, but Sutton comes back to beat Norfolk Catholic 53-52. That was the only time, I believe, that they led in the ball game, was Sutton scoring at the very end to win it 53-52. And in the game that just concluded, it went overtime, but Donovan Trumbull dominated the overtime 59-48 over Grand Island Central Catholic. So five down, three to go, and we'll look at the starters between Minden and Gretna right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Winter weather can often catch drivers and road crews off guard. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, owner of Eustis Body Shop. With five locations, we have repaired thousands of vehicles caught in winter mishaps.
When shaken up after an accident, it's good to know that a Eustis Body Shop is near and you can call for a tow. They take care of the insurance and my car looks perfect.
Our state-of-the-art equipment is an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/EustisBodyShop, where we take the dent out of accident.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's time now to take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's basketball game. And those are brought to you, as always, by our friends at Five Points Bank. Five Points Bank, the better bank. And first of all, for the Gretna Dragons, number 12 is a 5'10" senior, Nate Hubert. Number 20 is a 6'2" senior, Dan Glather. Number 24 is a 6'2 senior, Andrew Jensen. Number 42 is a 6'4 junior, Mitch Dre. And number 52, 6'3 senior, Sam Applegate. The head coach of the Gretna Dragons is Brad Feakin. They are 10-7 on the season, dropping a couple of their games here lately to Elkhorn and Platteview. For the Minden Whippets, no changes there for them. They've stuck with pretty much this same lineup all year. Number 5 is a 6-foot senior, Carson Bloom. Number 11, 5'7 senior, Dan Christensen. Number 12, 5'9 senior, Thomas Sinsel. Number 32, 6'4 senior, Christian Schwenka. And number 34, 6'1 senior, Derek Kissinger. The head coach of the Minden Whippets is Shannon Lovin, assisted by Aaron Martindale, Bloom, and Taylor Malsby. And for the Minden Whippets, they come in with a record of 16-1 on the season. Their only loss to unbeaten NC2 top-ranked Ravenna. It's Minden and Gretna. Your starting lineup is brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. They invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you at Five Points Bank. And we'll tip it off right after this.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Minden is ranked number 2 in C1, by the way, is ready to put the ball in the air, and the tap is going to be controlled by the Gretna Dragons, and we are underway. Glad to have you along with us here on Classic Hits as Minden will come out, play man-to-man. Gretna trying to drive. We've got a very early whistle here. Looks like maybe a hand check foul going to be called on Thomas Sinsel. Gretna earlier this year took on Ravenna in Ravenna, the second year of that matchup. And Ravenna, at the time, that was their closest game till they played Sutton. Ravenna won it by 9. So Gretna's been west earlier this year. And as they try to get the ball inside, it goes off the leg of Sam Applegate. And a turnover here for the Gretna Dragons.
And poor Gretna, their best player of the year, got hurt in the offseason and got hurt playing football and really kind of took some luster off of what they hoped to be a very good season.
Yeah, they were preseason number 3, and now at 10-7, they have fallen out of the Class B ranking. That's another thing to look at. They are a B school here compared to C1 for Minden. Looks like a little matchup zone here to start things off for Gretna. Three-pointer to start the game is up and in, though, for Carson Bloom. So Bloom knocks down the three-point bucket. And we are underway with the first bucket of the basketball game, 3-0 in favor of the Whippets. Gretna brings the ball out top here into the hands of Dan Glather. Glather's pass to the left wing, some miscommunication of the ball goes out of bounds. Randy, you got to wonder how some of the teams, especially like Gretna here, this game basically means nothing to them except to come out and maybe get a big win and try and get ready for the districts, which is coming up in a couple of weeks for them.
I think you really got to build up that momentum for districts. You know, you want to feel good about yourself, and this is a good opportunity to build a little reputation.
And when Gretna plays road games, many of them aren't very far, as driving in the shot by Kissinger is no good. The rebound brought down by Nate Hubert, and Hubert will push it up the floor, bring it all the way to the right baseline. Short jumper won't go. Rebound brought down by Derek Kissinger. They try to put ball pressure on immediately, but Kissinger with the left-handed dribble brings it into the front court, lobs it down low to Schwenka on the low block. Can't get the shot off the good Gretna defense. Now he'll kick it out, and the wing jumper is up and in by Kissinger. So Kissinger, who couldn't get it on the post, hits the jumper, and Gretna's going to call a timeout. Minton is up 5-0. We're just 90 seconds into the game. You're listening to the Heartland Hoops Classic on Classic Hits.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter back with you here at the Heartland Event Center. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball. Sub-districts for girls begin next week. We'll talk all about that at halftime. But right now, against the Minden Fresher, Gretna is able to get the ball up the floor. They got a little height. They take the three-pointer. It's going to be short that time from Mitch Dre. Dre misses the three, and the rebound comes down to Derek Kissinger. Kissinger will bring the ball across the timeline. Gretna is into a man-to-man now. Kissinger trying to get free. You think he's 6'4", but he's 6'1", likes to play the ball outside, shoot some threes. Of course, Kissinger, Minden, three-pointers, that all goes together. Down low, Schwenka. Schwenka spins in the paint. Nice drive up and in. And Minden's here to play. They're up 7-0, Randy.
And again, they want to build that momentum. You know, this is a great opportunity to shoot in the type of environment that you're going to play in if you go to the Devaney Center or to Pershing.
It's games like this that kind of can give you a chance to maybe find a way into those all-class standings. As Stu Pospisil, as you talked to him last game from the Omaha World Herald, as Gretna missed the shot. They get the offensive rebound. Ball's headed out of bounds, and it's going to be Gretna's basketball. Thomas Sinzel of Minden grabbed the ball in midair, tried to call timeout, which 5 years ago they would have given it to him, but anymore that rule was changed. So
it's a college rule. I've never had anyone ever tell me that it's actually a high school rule these days. I know they talked about it in the college level, but apparently it must be filtering down here.
So Gretna will get the basketball. Well, he never was with possession in the court of play.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Gretna will bring it down the right side of the key, kicking it into the corner to Applegate. Applegate forces his way into the paint, and he's going to be grabbed as he tries to make the move into the lane. The foul will be called on Christian Schwenka.
And we talk so much about what Minden does offensively, we kind of lose sight of the fact that they play pretty good defense.
Well, Minden for so long there. We'll get to that in a minute. Well, as you speak of that, Carson Bloom steals the inbounds pass as they try to dump it in the corner. That was kind of the story at the beginning of the year as we were getting ready for the Ravenna game, where we knew that was going to be their first test. But they give up less than 40 points per ball game on the defense. Yes, they can score, but they give up less than 40 a game defensively. Here's a give-and-go Bloom. He just threw it up and scored. Bloom, when he got it, he went, oh, no, who's the big fella in front of me? And he just teardropped it right over the top, and it is in, and it is 9-0, Minden. Kick it out of the left wing. Gretna just needs to get a bucket here. Applegate on the post. He'll go to Dre. Trey comes inside, spin moving, finally gets the Dragons on the board with 4:40 to go here in the first quarter. 9-2, Whippets with the lead.
And Dre just used his height there to kind of lean in. A good pivot there with his pivot foot.
And then it's picked away. Gretna with the steal. Mitch Dre, one-on-one, takes it at Bloom, walks around him and makes the layup.
Again, so, there's using that, those long legs that he has to step around.
Dre took a long path to the bucket there. Bloom decided not to contest it. He just kind of ran in front of him, tried to make him misdribble it, which he did not do. So 9-4 now, Minden with the lead midway through the first quarter of play. Bloom with it out of the left wing. He's guarded there by Andrew Jensen. Gets it into the post and a travel called on Minden. So now you've, in the last minute here, Randy, you've seen things kind of change. Minden was in a good flow. All of a sudden, back-to-back turnovers. Gretna back-to-back buckets.
And we saw that a lot in the game just a little bit ago between Donovan Trumbull and Grand Island Central Catholic. That was very much a game of runs at each other. And right now, Gretna on a little mini run here.
What I was alluding to earlier, Ravenna's played Gretna. Minden's played Gretna. Minden's played Ravenna. Boys Town struggled last night. Everybody kind of was giving them C1, including me. But now maybe it's a little more open, and Minden maybe plays today with a little more incentive as Gretna misses the shot against the offensive rebound with Glather. Kicks it out of the left-hand wing to Trevor Lighting, who has checked into the ball game. Off the high pick, curl into the paint. 10-foot runner is off the heel, no good. Rebound is tipped out long, grabbed there by Derek Kissinger. 2-on-2. Kissinger gets around the defender, puts it too strong off the glass. It's knocked out of bounds by Gretna. Well, you can see what the Dragons are trying to do here, Randy, on their offense. They're running a lot off screen and trying to run elbow screens and then take it right down the middle. And a couple times they've got the foul called coming off that screen.
Yeah, just trying to curl in there a little bit into that open area. They don't feel like they're really that good of an outside shooting team. They're not going to shoot over the top of Minden very effectively.
So Minden will have the basketball down on the low block. Into the ball game is R.J. Watson. Can't get the shot. He's a little shorter than the post down there at 5'11". So Bloom kicks it out top to Watson, left side of the key. He'll get off the pick, come to the left baseline. Stop there and back out to Carson Bloom. Long three for Carson. Got it. 12-4, Minden with the lead. When Minden's shooting the ball well outside, they're almost unstoppable because you know they can get the ball inside. You know you can play great defense. But knocked down just a handful of threes on the official.
Changed
blew
his
the
mind.
Whistle. Yeah, he changed his mind. There was a blatant push off by Trevor Lighting, and that allowed the Minden defender to kind of lose his balance there. And he first started to call a charge, and then he double-clutched his arm and called the blocking foul. It was a weird place for there to be contact on the floor all the way out at midcourt.
Well, again, they have not called that as a block all game, and it really was a charge, and he changed his mind at the last moment.
So the foul called there on Minden, and Gretna will get the basketball. Minden's all over the place, and now a whistle away from the basketball, a foul on Gretna. And this one's going to go against Zach Stover.
Makeup call?
Yes. And Coach Beacon's asking what exactly happened down there. But you get some clean screens, and then you don't get clean screens, and you try even harder to get those screens. Maybe you grab a little jersey or you shove off. So back over to Minden, leading it 12-4, an 8-point lead. They jumped out 9-0, and there's 2.5 to go here to go in the first quarter. 12-4, Minden with the basketball. Up top, Bloom. Three guys chase him. He gets a bounce pass down low, trying to get it to Lovin, but it's stolen away. I don't know who was left for Gretna when three of them came out on Bloom. Fast break the other way, but the Whippets get back defensively. And Gretna will skip pass over to the left side to Dudney. Gretna has used quite a few players off the bench here in the last couple of minutes. Stutter by Glather, back over on the left wing. Weak side there. Holding the basketball is going to be Hubert. Now finally dishes it into the corner to Dudney. Back up top they'll go. Good defense is tripped down the floor by Minden, and the ball stripped away. Knocking it out of there is Isaac Carlson, who checked in. He'll give it off to Bloom. Minute 50 to go here in the first quarter. Bloom stops at the top of the circle, swings it over right side to Lovin. Lovin back up top. Nowhere to go there for Kissinger. So they'll spread it out, reset the offense, and Gretna comes all the way out there with him. They'll guard him 28 feet away from the hoop. A travel called on Isaac Carlson. He was moving the whole way without the basketball. And then when he got the basketball, he just kept going, and they said he took an extra step before the dribble, and multiple substitutions coming in here.
And we started talking about this a little bit earlier. Why do you play a game like this? For Minden, again, they're playing a team with a winning record in class higher than them, trying to pick up some wild card points because, again, Minden plays in a really tough sub-district, a tough district. You never know what's going to happen down the road.
and for the Metro teams, which I consider Gretna a Metro team, to come out here, see somebody different. Even when you get to the state tournament, somebody's going to be in that state tournament from the central and western part of the state, even in classes A and B, and there's a foul called out top here on Minden.
And their best player got hurt. They really anticipated after being in the finals last year, they would have a team that would make it down to state, and it may not be the case this year.
Foul called on Jonas Lovin. Northwest, they've played two pretty good ball games here the last 2 days. Look out for them and B. Gretna with the basketball, still holding on to that 4 points. They'll try and change that here, but the jumper comes up way short that time for Lighting, and it comes up into the hands of Carson Bloom into the front court. Pull up three in transition, short. Ball comes out of the offensive rebound to Kissinger, and he'll pull it back out of the wing. Now drive the baseline. Good defense, Gretna. Kick it back out top to Lovin. Watson into the corner to Bloom. And they'll slow it down here now. Post up down low. Trying to make something happen against the double team. Nothing there for Lovin. Kicks it out on the wing to Bloom. Bloom drives into the paint. Double team. Puts the runner up. No good. Defensive play there by Gretna was outstanding. And Dave Dudney will get the rebound. But it's been 12-4 here for quite some time as the defense has taken over this ball game. Off the dribble, Hubert goes left wing. Ball punched out of the hands of the Gretna Dragons. And it will come out of bounds right towards us. And Dudney will inbound it here for Gretna.
And again, you know, Minden can play a lot of different styles of ball. They can take the air out. They can play guard-oriented. They can play run and gun. They really, and that's why you play different opponents. You want to try to develop other types of ways that you can score and other types of ways that you can win.
And Gretna just made a huge error here. They threw it in bounds and threw it into the front court right in front of us. Then they just wanted to get it to their point guard, Dave Dudney, and Dudney had been in the back court for the inbounds, and he hadn't established himself in the front court, just one of those things where you kind of forgot where you were, but the ball goes back over now to Minden.
And that's not Dudney's fault.
No. Minden maybe plays for the last shot here, dribbling the ball out around midcourt, Bloom, but they come out, put some pressure on him with Jensen, makes him give it up here to Watson, back out to Kissinger. 15 seconds to go.
Again, this is one of those discipline things. Again, it's a different style of ball that they don't always do, but this is a kind of a set situation here for Minden.
6 seconds into the corner they go. Give and go to Bloom. Bloom in traffic forced it up. The rebound brought down by Gretna's Dave Dudney, and that'll be the end of the first quarter of play. Good defense by Gretna. So it was 9-0 Minden, and then over the last 4 minutes it got real slow. 12-4, Minden with the lead after one. You're listening to the Heartland Hoops Classic on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. One of the most important member benefits for Farm Bureau members is the insurance programs offered. Farm Bureau provides coverage for your car, home, farm and ranch, crop hail, life, health, business, and retirement needs. Stop by the Buffalo County Farm Bureau offices in Kearney today.
Our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. I'm Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, here at the Heartland Hoops Classic. Well, Gretna did change a couple things up there, and they've slowed Minden down after the 9-0 start.
Well, they got to get something going offensively. Mitch Dray's the only one that scored for the Dragons. He has all four of their points. They need to find some other sources, obviously, for points.
Minden takes a long three to begin the quarter. Off the pick, the shot's no good. Top of the circle by Derek Kissinger, and Gretna will come up the floor. Hubert kicks it off on the right wing to Jensen. Jensen stops on the right elbow, kicks it back out top there to Hubert. Hubert, ball fake, trying to get around Watson into the paint, draws the double team. But Gretna drops the ball in the corner. Oh, there's a double dribble. Yeah. Did they get it? Yeah, well, they said he stepped out of bounds, whatever. It's still a turnover on Gretna, but that time around, Lighting grabbed the ball, dropped it. Then after he did some shaking and baking, decided I'll try to dribble it again. Nonetheless, it's a turnover on Gretna. And that's really hurt him here. They have turned the ball over quite a bit. Both teams have had a few turnovers here in the first half.
6-2, Gretna's turned it over more than what Minden has.
They about got the steal back, but Watson picks up the loose ball, goes to the baseline, short jumper Sintel, no good. Rebound comes down to Nate Hubert. So it is cooled down here at the Heartland Event Center after a quick start for the Whippets. And Gretno doesn't want a high-scoring game. Ooh, a three-pointer. Players get tripped up. Ball goes in and out, no good. Rebound Minden. Baseball pass to the other end. Sintel takes it in for the layup and will finish. So for the first time in about 4 minutes, Minden gets a point on the board, and it is 14-4. Whippets take the lead out to 10. But more importantly, Gretna, great defense over the last 4 minutes, but they got to find a way to put some points on the board here. On the low post, they'll get it to Sam Applegate. Applegate works his way in. Turnaround jumper over the top of Schwenka. Will not go. Rebound brought down by Watson, and Watson will be fouled.
And for Minden, they don't really have that one guy that's going to clean the glass and get 10, 12, 15 rebounds every night. It's really rebounding by committee with a lot of pretty good athletes to go in there underneath.
And you can already kind of sense Gretna's frustrated a little bit. They've had some shots, they've had some looks, and it's just not going in for them.
Well, they've had a very frustrating year, and they play a lot of this style of grinded-out kind of ball. You play Beatrice twice a year, that's going to happen to you.
And welcome back. High school hoops. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you here as Sintel pulls up from 15. He's wide open, can't get it to go. Rebound brought down by Schwenka. Kicks it out to Watson. Switch it back up top, Sintel. Over to Isaac Carlson, who's back in. Ooh, threads the needle backside, but Watson's shot is blocked out of bounds by Mitch Trey. I don't know how that even made it to R.J. Watson, but it did, and Trey blocked the ball out of bounds. Re-entering the game for Bloom is Kissinger.
And that's one of those passes. Great. They caught it, and if you only have to catch the ball in the end zone for a touchdown, it's beautiful, but you're going to have to do something with it, and he was surrounded by three Dragons.
Off the inbounds pass, it's a quick shot by Kissinger, and he missed it. Lowndes pass to the other end. Gretna takes it in and scores with Nate Hubert. Not so sure about that last choice of shots there by Minden. He caught it and shot it and was backing up from 15 feet all in one motion. Now Gretna puts that pressure on. Minden breaks the zone trap. Here's Kissinger into the paint. Little runner from six. Too strong. No good. Gretna will get the rebound here. Gretna not that much taller, but just maybe an inch or two over almost everybody on the floor for Minden. 12, 14 to 6. Ooh, Watson blocks the shot. Hitting the deck was Nate Hubert.
And Hubert trying to work that. Yeah, the way he landed, he was trying to work it for a foul there. And the officials just shaking their head no.
Yeah, it was blocked, and it's one of those things where it might have blocked it off his hand and turned him while he was blocking the shot, knocked him off balance. But normally you don't see a no call there.
And he kind of kicked his legs out, too, to get a little contact with the bottom of his feet.
A little left-handed hook off the inbounds pass. Gretna, no good. Applegate, tip try, no good by Glaither. Glaither then slaps it out front. Here's a three-pointer for the Dragons, and they finally bury one with Nate Hubert. 14-9. The lead has been cut in half here after back-to-back buckets. Gretna now picking up the pep in their step here a little bit more, but Watson for three at the other end. It's over everything, and the rebound is tipped out into the hands of Dre. Dre pushes it up the floor, one on three. He takes it to the rack, lays it up and in. Timeout, Minden. Timeout on the floor with 5:01 to go in the second quarter of play. Gretna has scored seven in a row. It's Minden 14, Gretna 11. We're back in a minute.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island, or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Two more games to go here at the Heartland Hoops Classic. Up next, Mike Gissell and South Sioux City will take on Grand Island Senior High. You've got a lot of Division I athletes. Grand Islands are playing football. South Sioux are playing basketball and baseball. And then the final game tonight, SEM will play Heartland Lutheran. Right now it's 14-11 Minden, but a 7-0 run here by Kretna. The three-pointer on the way by Kissinger is up and no good. Offensive rebound by Schwenka underneath. Gives it off to Carson Bloom and scores. That was actually Kissinger that got the loose ball, but Bloom finally gets Minden back on the board here, 16-11 Whippets.
Well, I don't think Minden's shot selection has been real good here since they built the lead.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, Randy. They seem like they've got a hot potato in their hand as Gretna will force it down low, and Bloom's going to be whistled for the foul after playing pretty solid defense on Glather as he tried to back him down to the post. So free throws, and I think these are the first free throws for Gretna, aren't they?
Yep. First free throws for either team.
Coming up at halftime, we are to be joined by Grand Island head coach Jeff Hofeld as they get ready to play tonight as the free throw is up and in. As I say, you can take the Chanticleers to state. You can do anything. Jeff Hofeld will join us.
I was wondering how long it would take until we got an Ord reference.
Oh,
well, now we have the answer.
Plenty, baby. And he'll join us at half plus time. We'll look at the first half stats, recap the games from earlier today, and if we get a little time, we might throw in some wrestling updates for you. Right now, we can tell you Kearney took 13 today. I was earlier today here on Classic Hits. You heard the D3 from Amherst. Amherst easily won it, and they got 10 to state. And Gretna makes a great steal here, and coming over the chairs is Dan Glather to save it. Great job, and he's already back on the floor and has the ball up top. Great move there. Three-pointer foul. Minden commits the foul. Dan Christensen runs into Nate Hubert. Now, again, remember earlier he fell to the ground after his three was blocked. This time it looked like there was a little more contact.
It was the same kind of thing, too. Not only does he shoot, he kicks those feet out to try to draw a little body contact, and this one was a foul.
So at the line to shoot three will be Nate Hubert, and the first one is no good. 16-12, Minden with the lead. Again, earlier today at the Heartland Hoops Classic, it was Giltner staying unbeaten. Overton missed a three at the horn, won at 43-41. Northwest turned the tables on St. Cecilia. Adams Central shutout Pierce in the first quarter, won at 40-27. Sutton beat Norfolk Catholic 53-52. And Central Catholic beat Donovan Trumbull in overtime, 59-48. And Donovan was down by as many as 16 in the first half of that game. Minden basketball now after the third free throw was made. It's 16-13. This is as close as Gretna has been since the start of the basketball game. With it is Bloom. Ooh, he got shoved as he takes it to the hoop. It'll be before the shot.
Coach Beacon not happy because basically defense just kind of stopped moving their feet. They were right there with him. But, you know, coming back just takes so much energy out of your legs, and Gretna does not have a deep bench.
Dave Dudney with the personal foul. And for Dudney, that'll be his first. And it'll be Minden ball on the baseline. Looking to throw it in, Kissinger lobs it out top to Schwenka. He's at the top of the circle. They sag on him, back over to Kissinger. Well defense by Gretna, hands it off there to Christensen. Dan back out on the left elbow, swings it through the paint. Right side, they're going to get it into the hands of Kissinger. Kissinger on the low block, picks his dribble up, needs some help, might have to force a shot. Now the double team comes around, and the steal is made by Andrew Jensen. Chance to tie with a three here for Gretna, which seemed unfathomable 3 minutes ago. On the baseline with it is Trevor Lighting. Lighting kicks it back out of the right wing to Glather. Back into the corner here to the big fella, Applegate. Applegate drives, steps out of bounds, and lost the handle. So turnover again for Gretna. But again, Minden was up 9-0 about 3 minutes into the basketball game, and they have scored 7 points in the last 8 minutes.
And again, it's their shot selection. I mean, they forced a couple of turnovers, got some pretty good looks on the inside. Other than that, most of their shots have not been high-percentage looks at the basket.
Gretna with a 1-2-2 three-quarter court zone trap. Minden being very patient here. Oh, Bloom picked up his dribble in the wrong spot. They're still not across the timeline and just barely get there with Carlson. Now swing it over to Sinzel. Into the corner for the three. It's Kissinger, and he'll drain it. 19-13 Minden, another three for Derek Kissinger. Gretna wastes no time. Mitch Dre brings the ball off the floor. I think when you sit on the floor, Randy, the players always look about 3 more inches taller. Looks like Gretna's 6'5", 6'6", 6'8", out there, and they're not even close to that. Their tallest player is 6'4". But they are taller than Minden everywhere except for Schwenka at 6'4".
And you also get the sense of how quick some of these kids are in terms of how they can make that first little move.
One of the officials for the ball game is Jeff Beller, who I didn't even know had time to do that, being the principal and the football coach at Norfolk Catholic. But, of course, Norfolk Catholic beating Minden in the state football semifinals, so he probably has seen some film on some of these guys with the pads. Now he knows what they look like with the pads off. I'm sure he's glad that he doesn't have to play against Carson Bloom anymore. With the basketball on the right side, crossover dribble for Andrew Jensen. Jensen picks up his dribble in the right-hand corner, throws it out top, one-handed grab there by Glather. Glather does a little swing of the ball and finally gives it off. Swing it over to the left-hand corner to Lighting. Lighting for three, sets on the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Carson Bloom. Bloom across the timeline with 2 minutes to go in the first half, 19-13 minute. Off an ice pick, he'll draw the contact, throw it off the glass and in. They'll give it to him. Nice job by Bloom to just chuck it up there after the contact, and he's got a chance at a three-point play.
You saw a lot of Carson Bloom's game there, that hard work to get the rebound on the inside, dribble through some pressure, good ball handling there, and then the athleticism going in for the layup.
And after that good play, thought we'd throw this out. Penn State beat Nebraska today. Anyway, 2 minutes to go here in the first half.
Wasn't even close.
Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. The free throw is no good. The rebound is brought down by Jensen, and Kissinger got his arm caught. Jensen squeezed his hands together, and Kissinger's arm was in the middle of him, and he couldn't get it out, so the foul called. And we walk to the other end and shoot the 1-1. That is the seventh team foul on Minden. Only four have been called on Kretna in the basketball game.
No game has it been in this entire day that it's been real tight in terms of how the game has been called. All the officials have kind of let these guys play, and I think for the most part it's been well officiated.
Jensen, 1-1, in and out, no good. And a rebound brought down by Christian Schwenka.
Fourth rebound.
Gets to Bloom, breaking that zone a little bit better here to Sinzel. Sinzel fires it through the paint, finds Carlson. He's in the land of the Giants. Scott Revick kicked it back out to Kissinger. Swing it over to the right side, nothing there. Sinzel not much of a shooter outside to Bloom. He'll penetrate, one-hand jumper from eight, no good. Rebound tipped out. Retina grabs it, and a foul called on Minden. Probably could have called it on Schwenka, and eventually they called it on Isaac Carlson. And we'll walk to the other end and shoot the 1-1.
And that's kind of an example, I think, of how this has been called. If you don't really get an advantage with the foul, they're not going to call it. But if it continues to happen and you start to lose the ball, then you're going to have to you have to allow the team that should have the basketball to have the benefit of having the ball.
How good were people in Omaha feeling last week at this time? Pretty good. Wichita State 89, Creighton 68 final. They will fall out of the top 25 after three straight losses. Minden with the basketball here. Minute 20 to go here in the first half. 21-13. Minden has built the lead back out to eight. Gretna had cut it to three and had the ball. But they have been held to just, 0 points here in about 3 minutes. Swing it over to the left-hand side to Derek Kissinger. Draws the double team on the baseline to Sinzel. They'll sag on him. Skip pass right side Kissinger, but hanging with him all the way is Hubert. On the right wing with it is Bloom. Back inside trying to make something happen is Schwenka. And the foul is called.
A whole lot better for Minden. There doesn't seem like there's a fuse on the basketball where they're afraid that the hand grenade might go off on them. They're not playing hot potato. They're really working the offense a little bit and forcing Gretna to commit some fouls.
Trying to spread that floor, but Gretna's kind of packing it in now. They weren't early, and we got a travel called on Minden. The pass couldn't be controlled clearly.
Yeah. Kissinger, it was thrown too far behind Kissinger. By the time he caught it, brought it around the dribble, he'd taken three steps with it.
Some other games today, Duke beat Maryland 73-55, Kansas over Oklahoma State 81-66. Currently, Michigan State leads Ohio State 44-34 in the second half. Here, we've got 40 seconds to go before halftime. Minden 21, Gretna 13. You're listening to the Heartland Hoops Classic, KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, Ravenna, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And now they're going to call Gretna for a travel. Wave off the made bucket coming off the screen. So Minden will get the ball with 34.
And Dre with the baby steps when he made the catch instead of having that full stride. Just took three, and he only gained like 9 inches with those three steps.
It would have been a heck of a good move if he had tap shoes on, but it did not work with basketball shoes. He's called for the walk. Sinzel wide open again. Not the three-point shooter, so get it back to Bloom. Sinzel up top. 17 seconds to go in the half. Minden will have the lead going into halftime. And in fact, holding Gretna to 13 points, heck of a deal here. 10 seconds to go. Blue out between the circles. He's guarded there by Mitch Gray. Left-hand dribble. They want to clear it out. Good defense. Spins into the paint. Kicks it out on the wing. Watson for three at the horn. It is good, and it is 24-13 Minden. They start the game on a 9-0 run. They end the half on an 8-0 run. And in between, Gretna outplayed him a little bit, but Gretna has had way too many droughts here in the first half, and that gives Minden their biggest lead of the basketball game. 24-13 Whippets. We'll take a break and be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a minute.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Connolly and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community, one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Welcome back to the Heartland Events Center here in Grand Island, where Platte River Radio once again brings you every single game of the Heartland Hoops Classic as we've done since its inception. It is game 5 of 8 today, and at the half, Minden 24, Gretna 13. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report for quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business. Contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Still two more games to go. We'll give you a recap of what happened earlier today in a moment. Later tonight at 9:15, Heartland Lutheran completes the 4 Grand Island schools playing here today against SEM. And SEM used to play at 9 in the morning here. They're going to play at 9:15 tonight. And our next game, Grand Island Senior High playing again this year against South Sioux City. And head coach Jeff Hofeld joins us. And coach, this has got to be kind of exciting. I mean, it had to be exciting when you agreed to play South Sioux City.
Yeah, it was. It was a good opportunity for us. We felt like we had a good team coming back. And we jumped at the opportunity when Tino asked us.
We joked earlier in this game is that there's a lot of scholarship players in this game. Most of yours are going to play football, and they've got some kids that are playing baseball, but there is Mr. Mike Gesell. So let's start there and talk about him. What's your plan for him tonight?
Well, he's just a great player. Obviously, I don't think we have anybody that can guard him one-on-one, so we're going to have to do multiple things. We have to recognize where he's at. He creates a lot of offense for their team. And he's probably going to have his 20, 25 points. But the key is not to let him create for other people.
Austin Groth, also an excellent basketball player.
Absolutely. Great shooter outside. He's kind of developed a game where he goes to the hole and gets fouled, able to hit some free throws. And, you know, again, between the two of them, they're averaging 26 and 18 points. So that's a pretty good combination.
When you come into tonight, do you do diamond and two? Are you zoning? Or do you try to do a man? I know a lot of folks would like to see Riker maybe go up against one of those two or Sam go up against one of those two. What's the plan to come out in the first quarter?
Well, we're going to do a lot of things. If we play man, we're going to tweak things a little bit, recognize where people are. Obviously, I don't think you can keep the ball out of Gazelle's hands, but you can try to limit things that he does. And so we're going to try to tweak some things there. We're going to try some zone. We could possibly go some junk defense. We really don't want to go that route. We feel like they have good enough shooters from the outside that support Groth and Gazelle, so we don't want to do that.
Grand Island coach Jeff Hofeld with us here at halftime, 24-13 Minden. How do you feel your team's playing right now?
Well, I think we play well at times. You know, last night against North Star, we went into a scoring slump to start the third quarter, and that's kind of been the – I guess the characteristic of our team that's hurt us. We played a lot of teams, very, very close. We've competed well, but we just have not been able to put 32 minutes of offensive consistency together.
Are you more concerned about offense or defense tonight?
Well, you know, tonight both. You know, if they get in the 70s, it's not going to be good for us. So obviously we have to defend them. But offensive consistency, we really want to be patient, make them defend us.
You have to give up a game to play here at the Heartland Event Center, and it's good for the community. Talk about playing here. Last year, the game wasn't as marquee probably as this year. I'm sure you want to make sure when you play it's a quality opponent, but talk about the give and take about playing in this event.
Well, I don't think there's much take to it. You know, obviously maybe a gate at home, but this is just a great opportunity for us to come into a great environment. You know, I heard a lot of people say it's kind of like a mini state tournament atmosphere. and that's kind of how I feel about it. It's a collection of people that love basketball, and that's what's really neat about it. Tino does a great job of putting it on, and we're just excited to be in it, and we hope to continue to be in it.
Obviously, the folks that just came here because it's a great day of basketball and haven't seen you play, they're here to see Gusell in South Sioux City. They know about Riker. They know about Sam. Who else are they going to have to hear about tonight for you to be successful?
Well, I hope it's our bench. Spencer Wicker, Rauch Rahm, Nick Wins inside, Will Bombsberger. I mean, I think we got some pretty good athletes on the floor, Skylar Sullivan, but they have to decide if they want to play all the time, and that's been one of our weak areas. Maybe a couple kids play that night offensively, and then, you know, we got to have everybody play tonight.
All right, Jeff, best of luck, and we can't wait to see the ball game, and we'll talk to you later.
Yeah, we're excited. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Jeff Hofeld, Grand Island Senior High. We'll take a break. When we come back, Randy Bushcutter with the first half stats. Minden leading Gretna 24-13. Back after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
What? You're all wrapped up in the game and haven't done anything about Valentine's yet? Good thing for you that Roses for You is open late every day through Valentine's. 937 South Locust or online at rosesforyou.com. There. Now enjoy the rest of your game. You're welcome.
People you know.
Community people.
People you know.
Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center. We're at halftime. Minden leading Gretna 24-13 here in the beginning of the evening session here at the Heartland Event Center. Let's take a look at the halftime numbers. First of all, for Gretna, only three players in the book. Nate Hubert leading the way. He's got 6 points at intermission. Mitch Dre has 6 points as well. And Dan Glather has one out of two free throws. And so he has that final 13th point here for Gretna. They trailed at the end of one quarter, 12-4, and they trail here at intermission, 24-13. As a team, Gretna only 1 of 4 from behind the arc. The only one that struck one in is Nate Hubert. He's 1 out of 2. Both Lighting and Dre are over behind the stripe. For Minden, leading the way for them is Carson Bloom. Bloom with 12 points here in the first half. He's 2 out of 4 from three-point range. Derek Christinger has the only other three-pointer, well, one of only other two three-pointers made here for Minden. Kissinger is 1 of 3 from behind the arc. He's got 5 points in intermission. R.J. Watson stroked in a three at the buzzer at the end of that second quarter. He's got 3. He's 1 of 2 from three-point land. Kristen Swenka hit a shot earlier to go with 4 rebounds. He's got 2 points at intermission. And Thomas Sinzel also with 2 points. Minden jumped out to that big early lead. Gretna was able to cut it back down to 2 points, and then Minden pushes that lead right back out once they got a little bit more patient offensively. And they, as a team, are 4 of 10 from behind the arc, and again, hit a couple of shots in the final stages of that second quarter to kind of make those numbers look a little bit better. Once again, our halftime score, it's Minden with the lead 24-13, and it will be Gretna basketball. We start the third quarter right after this.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and microbrews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Early this morning, our 9 o'clock game won by Giltner, in a sense, at the buzzer, because Jared Olmstead could not quite stroke in that three-pointer from the corner at the buzzer. So Giltner remains undefeated with a 43-41 win over Overton. Next game, a little bit easier work here for Northwest as they came from behind and held off St. Cecilia 55-38. Then Adams Central rolls Pierce 40-27 in a thriller. First lead of the game for Sutton came in the overtime, and they win at 52-51 in regulation, rather. They win at 52-51 in overtime. It was Donovan Trumbull over Grand Island Central Catholic 59-48. And here, halftime, Midden 24-13 with the lead over Gretna. And back with the call is Doug Duda.
All right, Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter back with you here at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. As Gretna gets the ball to start the second half, and they find themselves down 24-13. Again, Minden scored the first 9 points of the game and then the last eight of the half after Gretna cut it to 16-13. Fadeaway jumper is up no good that time by Mitch Trey. And quickly up the floor with it comes the Minden Whippets. Sinzel, one on three, tried to kick it back out to Kissinger, but Gretna filled the passing lane and got the steal.
And what Minden wants to do is not have possessions like that, where they only have a possession of the ball for like 5 seconds.
Well, Gretna, it's such a tall task. You know they're going to play better here in the second half, because they will get more than 26. On the high post with it, they'll kick it off to their three-point shooter, Hubert, but it won't go. Hubert gets it back to him, and then he's shoved. Boy, there have been a lot of hand checks out there, a lot of shoulders, a lot of pushes. That's on Dan Christensen, and I mean, that's just a no-doubter. Everybody in the gymnasium saw it, and so the foul called there. But Gretna is just struggling right now from the field. You see yourself down 11, and you only scored 13 in the first half. It's kind of a tall task. Then on the inbounds, Bloom takes it away all the way out at midcourt, goes in and lays it up and scores. He was trying to wait for Dan Glather to catch up and maybe draw the foul, but Glather said, well, just go ahead.
It's a lost cause. Just go ahead and have that one.
13-point lead here at 26-13, and a timeout going to be called by Gretna. So Minden's small changes is something that Coach Brad Beacon wants to talk about. With 6:51 to go here in the third quarter, 26-13 Minden. We'll be right back at the Heartland Hoops Classic.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
And welcome back to high school basketball from the Heartland Hoops Classic. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter. Our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. We've got a minute into the third quarter, and it's 26-13. Minden with the lead here. They've led all the way after getting out to a 9-0 start. And Minden's defense has just shut down Gretna. And I'm trying to find out why that is, Randy. Gretna's not shooting the ball well. Minden's defense doesn't let people score more than 40 points. They do such a good job, I think, switching off the screens here and driving in. Drawing the foul is going to be Andrew Jensen. I think they're going to call him from a charge.
Yeah.
Even though he was grabbed on the arm by Kissinger probably after he made contact with the charge.
And they've called some charges here today. And, again, if you don't give up that ground after the contact's made, then you can commit the foul because you've already been fouled yourself. It was interesting earlier. They gave credit for a bucket because they released the ball before the charge took place. It was a fairly big play in the Norfolk Catholic game.
Well, we are watching a game that I thought when we started here was going to be explosive, and now it has just died. And Minden better get across the timeline here. They didn't. Oh, Kissinger was one step. All he had to do is step forward, and he's across the timeline, but he didn't want to step into the trap.
Right, because he was in the corner.
He started going all the way back towards the middle and trying the left-hand side, and by then it was way past the 10 seconds, and they ding him up on that. So good defense by Gretna, and it'll be David Dudney with a basketball.
This really feels like a Beatrice game, one where you just take the air out of the ball.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know.
Ugh. But it is 26-13, and all Minden cares about right now is that they're winning the basketball game, and maybe they better get used to it if they're going to find a way to win state. But the team they need to beat to win the state tournament, and I know that's down the road if they're fortunate to make it back to the finals, you would think that Boys Town would be in the final. They're not going to play defensive basketball against Boys Town. Here's a three-pointer top of the key that's way short that time from Applegate. Rebound, Bloom. Gretna's just forcing shots as Bloom goes coast to coast, makes a nice scoop under Applegate and scores. And now foul quickly on the inbound here. Christensen was trying to make a little sneaky move in to get a steal on the inbounds, and they caught him for a foul.
Yeah, he didn't have a very good angle on that. But, again, that's an athletic move by Carson Bloom, who flipped it underneath the guy's arm for the layup.
And Gretna now will use a full-length timeout. They can't get anything figured out. The coaches are huddling to try to figure it out. 28-13, 5.5 to go here in the third quarter. Minden leading it by 15. We'll be right back.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Another two. Nicola, is that good?
Cremosa, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
And welcome back to the Heartland Event Center here in Grand Island, where Minden is leading Gretna 28-13. Your winners earlier today. We've had three games come down to the wire. The Central Catholic Donovan Trumbull game went to overtime, but ended up an 11-point win for Donovan Trumbull. Sutton beat Norfolk Catholic by one. Adams Central beat Pierce. St. Cecilia lost to Northwest, and Giltner two better than Overton to start the day. Right now, Gretna breaks the press, but they missed the layup underneath. Rebound, Mitch Trey got his own miss, and a foul called on Minden. But, boy, Gretna's got to get those to fall, don't they?
Oh, they're shooting less than 20%. I mean, you're shooting in the teens in this game.
Checking back into the ball game now after the Bloom. Second foul will be Jonas Lovin.
And this game is just going faster than Gretna wants to play it because of the pressure that Minden can put on the ball.
Gretna will get it deep into the right-hand corner. Nate Hubert, they keep looking for him to get something done here. Here's a push-off, and the ball's lost out of bounds. Hubert pushed off. Sinzel fell. They didn't call anything, and the ball rolls out of bounds.
And again, Sinzel, with great position, kept his feet underneath him. There was contact there, and I think a good no call, but the defensive pressure cost Gretna the basketball.
And at the other end, a foul call. As once again, Sinzel hits the ground.
And Bloom picks him up. When my dog doesn't want to go for a walk, that's how we're going to have to lift him up by the belly there. I might get in trouble with somebody's family back home on that one.
Well, Minden will get the basketball after the Gretna foul. And the ball belongs here to the Minden Whippets. A three-pointer at the top of the circle is in and out, and in and out again. The rebound brought down by Mitch Trey off the miss from Jonas Lovin. Across the timeline come the Dragons. Driving in, getting shoved before the shot is Sam Applegate. So another foul called here on the Whippets.
And this game just doesn't have much of a flow to it. And I think that's another factor. We're just not really, you know, we're getting those whistles. We're turning the ball over. It just doesn't have that flow. And neither team can really get things uncorked offensively here because this is probably below Minden's standard in terms of how they like to score points.
So Gretna ball at the top of the circle. They'll lob it into the paint, trying to make something happen, drawing the contact, laying it up and in is Sam Applegate.
That was athletic in the air. He switched hands from the right hand to the left and laid it off the glass.
Again, you're listening to the Heartland Hoops Classic on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, Giltner, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The free throw is up and in by Applegate to complete the three-point play. Gretna has their first points of the half, and it's 28-16 Minden after the three-point play. In the backcourt, Carlson needs some help, gives it to Lovin. Bloom's out there, but doesn't have the ball yet, and they're still just barely got across the timeline, so Gretna's defensive intensity has definitely picked up here. 28-16, Minden with the lead. In the front court, trying to get into that half-court offense here against the man-to-man. Putting it on the floor, Bloom has room right side. Missed the layup. Got his own rebound as he followed through. Puts it up. It's blocked inside by Applegate and grabbed down by Andrew Jensen after the Applegate block. Up the floor, Applegate with the ball. He's out of control. He gets into the paint. He still finds a way to score. So Applegate with five straight points here for Gretna cuts the lead down to 10 at 28-18. Pushing the ball up the floor. Bloom, floater good. He had to go over the top of Zach Stover that time, and it's 30-18. Now to track meet, trying to break the press both ways, and Gretna that time decides to slow it down with Dre, even though he took it all the way to the low block. Worked all around the perimeter here to Trevor Lighting. Lighting down low, Applegate tries another one. This time it bounces out, no good. Rebound comes down to Isaac Carlson. Carlson will push the ball up the floor. Takes it out of the right wing. Three-pointer on the way, and it is good. Knocked down by Derek Kissinger. And Minden answers that five-point run of Gretna with a five-point run of their own, and it's right back to a 15-point Minden lead.
And for Gretna, they have somebody hot every quarter. They've never had somebody real consistent offensive threat.
Or warm.
A warm.
Now driving to the hoop off the pick is Mitch Trey. He lays it up and in, and Gretna's going to use a timeout here, and they have whittled their timeouts down to one left in the game after calling that timeout, or two maybe, two left. But with 3:04 to go here in the third quarter, Minden 33, Gretna 20 on Classic Hits.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
And Doug Duda along with Randy Bushcutter back here at the Heartland Hoops Classic, where it's 33-20 Minden on top of Gretna. Still to come, South Sioux City and Grand Island, our next game, and Heartland Lutheran and SEM will wrap things up here tonight. So Minden has been in control virtually the whole game, although we have seen some droughts. And Minden has the basketball, breaking the press, trying to get it to Carlson. Carlson throws it over on the right side to Kissinger, tries, pulls up from seven and hits it. Derek Kissinger drops it in there, makes it a 35-20 game. And with each run, Minden gets a longer run, so they take it from 5 to 9 to 12, and now it's out to 15. Pull-up jumper, Gretna left baseline, sets on the rim, will not go in the hole for Mitch Trey. Rebound brought down by Watson, but as he tries to get out of there, he's trapped and is called for the double dribble.
And Gretna is not a great offensive team anyway, but they're not shooting the ball very well, even by their standards tonight.
So they'll try it again here. And they'll lob it up top. They underthrow it, but a good catch, and Glather drives, misses it. Rebound, Dre. Dre, fadeaway jumper over the double team and scores. So that shows a little bit of what Gretna is capable of doing as Dre hits it. Remember, Gretna's 10-7, Minden 16-1, but it's B versus C1. Minden basketball, Watson to the right, left-hand corner. Kicks it back out top, Bloom. Left-hand dribble, showing that he can go to the right hand or the left. Kick it out top there to Kissinger. And again, it's not like Minden has 30 kids on their roster, even though they do have quite a few suited up tonight that haven't seen action. They have used 8 or 9 guys. Bloom into the paint. Kicks it back out top to Carlson. Swings it over to Bloom again. Running a little clock here. Bloom decides to drive, and a hand check foul called on Gretna.
There's a few connections between Central Nebraska and Gretna as well. Jerome Skirdla, who won a couple of state championships coaching the Kearney Catholic girls back in the 1980s. He's the girls basketball coach at Gretna now, and his son plays. And Ryan Cremosa, who's the son of Rick Cremosa, the girls basketball coach at Minden, their family lives in Gretna.
And driving in, up and under move, scoring it is Derek Kissinger. Plus, you got Adam Stotes as an assistant at Gretna with some Kearney ties as well. But right now, it's 37-22 Minden. Gretna gets across the timeline, and then Bloom steals the ball. 2-on-2, Bloom drives. He'll take the jumper high off the glass. Missed the shot. He had Kissinger there and decided not to dump it off. And the rebound brought down by the Dragons, and here comes Applegate. Lobs it down low. There's a layup up and in for Dan Glather, who was cutting off the left side. Lobs it into him beautifully, and Gretna gets the bucket.
And again, for Gretna, they're going to have to score in transition. They're going to have to get something done defensively, force some turnovers and get some buckets to get their offense going.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They need points quicker than what they're amassing them right here. Although, give them credit, they are having at least a decent quarter. 13 points in the first half, 11 in this quarter as the jumper is no good by Schwenka. Rebound, Carlson. All 5'10 of him went up and got it. Now he needs some help, and he'll be fouled down to the baseline. Foul number 4 on Gretna. 5 have been called in this quarter on Minden.
Minden with a 13-point lead, 37-24. Again, you just don't get the feeling that there's a lot of energy out there. You know, from time to time when Bloom will get the ball in space, kind of create some energy, and they kind of build some momentum there. But it's almost sleepwalking out there, and I think a little bit of that is just Gretna being so cold, you don't really feel like you have to really answer that well.
So Minden will throw the basketball in here, checking back into the ball game. Dan Christensen, Bloom, left-hand corner, spin move, comes into the paint, out top, Senzel, open three, nothing but net for Thomas Senzel. 40-24, Minden now up by 16, fast break the other way, maybe too fast, but Gretna gets the bucket, great job, Glather. As he was on a dead sprint, threw it up there and got it to go.
And he made a great jump stop when he made that catch and came back in. I think it was under the glass and jumped back into the field of play.
And it looks like Minden will slow it down long enough to play for the last shot. We have 15 seconds to go here in the half. Minden up 40-26. Bloom with it out in front of his bench. They sag on him with Mitch Trey. Bloom takes a long three. I thought that was actually going to be a pass as far out as he was. Missed it, and then a foul called on the rebound attempt. The foul's on Minden's R.J. Watson over the back. 3 seconds here for Gretna to try and get some kind of a decent shot off from half quarter closer. Throwing it in will be Applegate. Throws it underneath here to Dre. Dre from half court. And they say no, he walked and
drew iron
off the iron. There's 8/10 of a second left.
And the ball will be at midcourt. Minden's going to have a halfway decent look here.
Yeah, they called Dre for taking a step as he was going to just run up to half court and shoot it.
This can be a catch and release here.
Yeah, Minden's got time here to score, and that ball nearly went in from half court. And right in front, Mitch Dre, 6'4", to guard the inbound. Let's see if Bloom comes up and throws up a fadeaway. There's Bloom, turnaround three at the horn, too strong, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. The Minden Whippets 40, the Gretna Dragons 26. You're listening to the Heartland Hoops Classic on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
And we go to the fourth quarter of play. It is 40-26. In favor of Minden, they've led all the way. They jumped out 9-0. Gretna cut it to 3 in the second quarter, but then Minden went on an 8-0 run to take it to an 11-point lead at halftime, and Gretna's really didn't do anything in the third quarter to challenge them.
Well, and Gretna's been outscored every single quarter. Now, they got a little bit better offense in that third quarter, but they were still outscored in the quarter 16-13.
Minden gets the ball to start the fourth quarter of play, leading it 40-26. Attacking the right side will be Kissinger. Kick it back out top here into the hands of Dan Christensen. Christensen to Bloom. And at this pace, I guess we shouldn't be surprised. Again, Minden holds teams to under 40, and that's the pace Gretna is on right now. Give and go Kissinger. Fade away on the left wing. No good. And fighting for the rebound, Schwenka. We're going to get our first jump ball of the basketball game. The arrow points the way of Gretna. Don't forget, our sub-district basketball begins on the Breeze 94.5 FM Monday from Hastings College. Adams Central's girls will play Gibbon. Then on Tuesday, the winner of that game gets the Minden girls, followed by, I can't even believe I'm this still, Kearney Catholic and Hastings St. Cecilia. Stars are 17-4. St. Cecilia, the defending state champion. Minden is the number one seed. By far the toughest sub-district in the state. All those games on the breeze next Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. Here's a three by Michael Johnson. First time we've seen him. Comes up short, no good. Bloom goes to the other way. They just kind of let him go. He missed the layup, though, that time. First time Bloom's really missed one of those. Outlet pass. Gretna wants to run. Kick it back out. Applegate, long, long three, way short. Offensive rebound, though, put up no good off the offensive put back by Johnson. And Carson Bloom will get the rebound. I wonder if they put Johnson in there strictly for three-point shooting, Randy.
Well, they have to find something. They have to shoot some threes. They have to run the floor. They have to pressure and get some steals. They got to pick up the pace of the game.
Minden with a basketball between the circles. It'll be Dan Christensen. The three-pointer is on the way, and it is good.
His first points of the night.
43-26. And we've had a mixed bag of basketball games so far today. Either they go down to the wire or they just haven't been that close. There's been a couple that really weren't close throughout. Here's a three-pointer on the way. No, there's toes on the line. Michael Johnson makes it, but it's just a two. 43-28. The only game where we really saw a switch was that St. Cecilia Northwest game early today.
And St. Cecilia got up to a big early lead and then stopped scoring.
And then Grand Island Central Catholic got out to the big lead, and Donovan Trumbull came back and beat them in overtime. Underneath, here's Schwenka. He'll score and draw the foul. Now we've got multiple substitutions waiting to check in, but 6 minutes to go. It's a 17-point Minden lead, looking for more.
Yeah, we're going to find out with some of the second-tier players how they like this place, because they're going to have plenty of opportunities to play here at the Heartland Event Center.
Well, for Minden last night, they're one of the teams that had the night off. They played and beat Wood River on a Thursday night. And for Gretna, they played on Tuesday. Some of the teams, including the Overton and Giltner, they both played last night, then had to play the first game this morning. And you can't do everything perfect. And I guess, to be quite frank, if you're a Class D school, you should be happy to be asked to play here. But
well, yeah,
that was one of the premier games of the day, and it just happened to be at 9 a.m. And maybe it brought in a little bit of a crowd this morning.
They did have a nice crowd. And I'll tell you what, both those two teams played with a lot of energy. You know, so they didn't really play like they had tired legs.
As Gretna drives past the press, they'll lay it up and score with Travis Lighting. And it's 46-30 after Minden converted on the free throw at the other end. To complete that three-point play, Schwenka made the free throw. Now Kissinger brings it into the front court, trapped for a moment. But I think Coach Lovin has to be overall pleased with the way his team has played. They went on a drought end of the first quarter, like first four minutes of the second quarter. But since then, they're back to their old self, and Kissinger hits the bucket. Shannon Lovin told the official before he shot the ball he wanted to towel out. He's squaring up to shoot the ball. He goes, after he makes this, we'll call timeout. Only he said it a lot quicker. Timeout on the floor, Minden 48, Gretna 30. You're listening to the Heartland Hoops Classic on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, and Randy Bushcutter, I'm Doug Duda here at the Heartland Event Center, game 6 of 8 today. Your winners so far, Giltner, Grand Island Northwest, Adams Central, Sutton, Donovan Trumbull, and Minden's going to win this one. They're up 48-30. Still trying. Gretna fires in the corner. Johnson, no good. The ball on the floor. Two people on the floor. Three, four. Timeout called as Bloom secures the basketball. So another timeout on the floor here by the Minden Whippets. 5 minutes to go and 3 seconds to go along with it. We'll take a break and be right back.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You can be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Hey, congratulations to our buddy Jeff Wolf. He's the Heartland Hoops Classic honoree. He spent 35 years officiating. Well, he spent 35 years going to games with his uniform on, I'll tell you that much. And now he evaluates his son, of course, Jake, did the game before this, Central Catholic, and Donovan Trumbull. Got a chance to talk to him a little bit earlier. I didn't realize he was the honoree. Back to action here, Minden with the basketball. Good pass inside Christensen to Bloom. Bloom attacks the hoop and draws the foul. He'll go to the line and shoot two.
Wolfie always did a nice job. And I do like the fact, we talked, I actually ran into him a little bit and talked about officiating, kind of talked about some of the games and said what we were talking about earlier. It's okay to have contact. It isn't necessarily a foul unless you get a benefit from it. And then it's a foul.
I will say this, and this will date old Wolfie a little bit, after Bloom takes the first of two free throws and it will roll in. We always thought Wolf and Wells were our favorite officials when we played high school ball.
So. They were young pups back then, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that was back when they were cocky. 49-30. Well, 49-30, Minden.
It's laying right there. I'm going to leave it right there where it's laying.
Second free throw by Bloom is up, and it is in. But no, always liked walking in a gym and seeing that they were there to officiate. And, you know, overall, I think they talk about we're not getting new young officials. I don't know that they're young, but I see some new faces from time to time, and I think, and I choke on it a little bit, I think they are getting a little bit better. I haven't seen any big-time problems here the last couple of years. You don't hear about it so much. So maybe the rules have been a little bit more established, and maybe everybody's on the same page a little bit. Kretna with the basketball here, but they're down by 20, 50-30. Minden has just really done what they've done all year with the basketball. Right side, pull-up jumper, knocking it down is going to be Trevor Lighting. So Trevor gets 32 on the board here for Gretna. Don't forget at the end of the ball game, Misco Sports postgame show, final stats, and get you ready for South Sioux City, Grand Island, coming up next just after 7:30. Carlson has it on the left wing here for Minden with 4 minutes to go. Dribbling in place, now backing out, chasing him is going to be Andrew Jensen. Now goes back cut, since he wasn't expecting it, somehow caught the ball and about knocked him over underneath the hoop. He kicks it out to Kissinger. Left elbow, he needs to release. Pass out to Carlson. And he'll kick it out from Bloom to Carlson. Off a couple of picks. Looks like Minden must be trying to run one play and one play only here, Randy, because they passed up a couple opportunities to maybe shoot the ball.
And again, it's one of those things you get to work on when you head into district, sub-district, and even state play. You're going to have some times where you're going to want to milk the clock, get a good look, and not have what happen.
Yeah, Minden eventually turns the ball over here as Sinzel cut and the ball came behind him. Again, Minden is of the toughest, I would have to think, sub-district for the boys. St. Cecilia, Adams Central, Kearney Catholic, Minden, and you can't even chuckle at Gibbon anymore after what they've done in the second half of the season. Gibbon's going to be probably the 5 seed there, and they beat Adams Central already, took Kearney Catholic to a 1-point game, so that's going to be brutal in 2 weeks. Down low Applegate, and he gets crushed. That's a good foul on Thomas Sinzel. That ball wasn't going in the hoop. When you put two hands on the arm, that's a foul.
And going back to that district, sub-district, it's unfortunate. There's going to be a good team or two out of there that's not going to get a wild card point. They're not going to come out of there with a wild card either.
Yeah, unless Minden does.
Yeah.
Although I did look the other day, Kearney Catholic has moved up a little bit. So, of course, you lose, you'll drop down. It just depends on how things fall out. There's teams there. At least two of those teams deserve to be in Lincoln. First free throw by Applegate is good. The second free throw dancing around, it is no good. And the rebound is brought down by Derek Kissinger to Bloom. Still a lot of starters in there, most of them. Bloom drives, puts it off the window, no good. Ball is tipped out. Rebound brought down by the Dragons and Andrew Jensen. Outlet pass to Applegate. Applegate moves well for 6-3. Turnaround jumper, no good. Ball tipped out into the hands of Carlson. 3-on-2. Carlson dishes it off for Kissinger. The layup, good. Assist Carlson. Beautiful play by the Whippets. 52-33. 2:35 to go.
And I am a little surprised that both teams haven't dumped their benches.
Mitch Trey with it. Gives it back over to Johnson. Driving to the left side, Bloom's going to block the shot from behind of Trevor Lighting, and then as he stays on the arm a little too long, they'll call him for the foul. Lighting will go to the line and shoot two.
But again, one of those reasons why you're playing this game is so you're used to playing in this environment when you go into state. And yes, it's nice to get some of those second-tier players to come in and play, but again, they're not probably going to be facing that open gym when they get to Devaney or the Pershing Center. It's going to be the guys who are out on the court right now.
Free throw up and good. And Minden getting a chance to play in this game now a couple of times or this event.
It's the fifth year they played this.
5 years, gosh, can it be that long?
2008, first year.
You are very, very astute. Second free throw is on the way, and good.
Don't ask me to spell astute, though.
52-35 Minden with 2:15 to go in the game. A little pressure put on. Kissinger in the backcourt. Finds Bloom still in the backcourt, right at the midcourt line. Gets it back over with the lob to Kissinger. Into the corner to R.J. Watson. And Watson with a left-hand dribble out top. Guarded there by Zach Stover. 2 minutes to go in a game. 52-35 Minden. Carlson, as they spread the floor, Gretna really attacking. They left Kissinger alone, gets into the paint, decides not to even take a look at the shot. I'd like to see Minden shoot it. 17 points and trying to stall the clock isn't fun for anybody. Carlson with the basketball.
But again, this is what you work on when you go to state. You know, I think that's one reason why they're doing it.
Good job there by Lovin. He got trapped. Might have even stepped out of bounds, but he was an inch from the official, so the official couldn't look down and see that. And he throws the ball off of a Gretna player.
I can't see my shoes when I look down, but that's a different story.
1:35 to go before the Misco Sports postgame show. Bloom gets it back out to Kissinger.
Again, they're just playing keep away. Again, this is something. This right now, this is a practice in front of 2,200 people who are kind of bored watching practice.
And the travel eventually called here. Minden does turn it over. We're down to 1:23. It'll be 10-8 on the season for Gretna. Minden will improve to 17-1 on the season. And Minden will play at Gothenburg on Tuesday night. Then they got Broken Bow next Friday. Here's a long three. Gretna off the back of the iron. It is no good. And trying to get the rebound, we've got a collision. And here's another reason you need to have your second team on the floor so you don't get an injury. 1:09 to go after the three-pointer was missed by Jensen.
Well, if one coach dumped the bench, the other one would follow suit.
Yeah, I do not understand this. 52-37 with 1:09 to go. Neither team played last night, so I suppose they're not tired. But at the line, Isaac Carlson. He'll shoot the 1-1, and the free throw is up, and it is in. 53-35. Second free throw coming up for Carlson, and it is on the way and missed it. Rebound. Oh, it's slapped, and Lovin grabs it in the corner, so Minden's got the ball back. Lovin needs some help. Bounce pass to the baseline. Bloom, shot blocked. Carlson picks it up. Carlson scores. 1 minute left to go in a game. Now they look like they're going to clear the bench, but the clock's running. I remember this feeling. Why don't you call timeout and get me in, coach? Standing in front of the scorer's table ain't doing me any good. 55-35, Minden by 20. But that's just me.
I never got that far.
Gretna jumper on a baseline, no good by Lighting. And on the fight for the loose ball, we've got a foul called, and this will allow the subs to come in for Minden. But first, we've got free throws coming up. It's a 1-1. And with 36 seconds remaining, Minden will bring in Mitch Muller. Some kids that aren't on the roster. Chris Shelton. Ryan Cremosta. Andrew Olson. And I apologize to number 44. He is not on our roster. Probably got him back in one of my books somewhere. But first, the free throw here for Zach Stover. On the way, and it's no good. Rebound to Mitch Muller. And we'll see if somebody from Minden can get their name in the scorebook here. As Cremosta will bring it across the timeline. Cremosta swings it over to the right side to Olson. Muller up top with 22 seconds. Gretna hanging in there. They've got some subs in as well. Nate Skrudla, Trey Russell. 15 seconds to go. Minden just running off a lot of screens, trying to get a shot. Cremosta dishes it out on the wing, and a travel will be called as Olson tried to attack. Minden brings in another player, as does Gretna here. With 8 seconds remaining, 55-35, Minden up next. Mike Gesell, South Sioux City against Grand Island. Gretna will throw it in here. Tim Grundmeier brings it into the front court, kicks it off for a long three by Skrdla. It's no good. Rebound put back up by Russell at the horn. It's no good, and the game is over. The final score, the Minden Whippets 55, the Gretna Dragons 35, and another game is in the book. Six down and two more to go with the marquee primetime event coming up next. When we come back, it's the Misco Sports Postgame Show. We'll run down the final stats and see if we can get a quick word with Coach Shannon Lovin right after this timeout on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
And welcome back to the Heartland Events Center here in Grand Island. It's time now for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports have been taking care of you for the last 40 years, and they will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you've got questions, contact their main office at 728-5261. 55-35, Minden with the win here today, and they take care of Gretna, jumped out 9-0 and never looked back. Time now to take a look at the final stats of the basketball game, and Randy Bushcutter is putting pen to paper there and finishing things up. Let's take a look at those.
Well, for Gretna, only one player in double figures. That was Mitch Dre. Dre finished with an even 10 in the game, and again, some late shots that kind of balanced things out, but really not much of an offensive firepower at all here for Gretna. Nate Hubert scored six, all of them in the second quarter. 6 points for Trevor Lighting, all of those in the fourth quarter. Dan Glather finished with five in the game, two for Michael Johnson. 6 points for Sam Applegate, all those coming in the late stages of the third quarter, early fourth quarter. So everybody had a little stretch where they got hot, but for the most part, Gretna did not have a lot of offensive continuity throughout the course of the game. And again, Gretna leading scorer with 10 was Mitch Dre. And for Minden, a couple players in double figures. Carson Bloom finished with 20 in the game, 16 for Derek Kissinger. You got three from Isaac Carlson, all of those coming in the fourth quarter. Dan Christensen stroked in a three for 3 points. Thomas Sinzel finished with five in the game, three for R.J. Watson, who hit a buzzer beater at the end of the second quarter, and 5 points for Christian Swenka as Minden cruises in this one 55-35.
All right, let's talk with the head coach, Shannon Lovin, as they come away with a 55-35 victory. And, Coach, congratulations on the win here. You guys got off to a quick start, and they slowed you down at the end of the first, beginning of the second, but after that, you guys really took care of business, played Minden basketball.
Well, we really talked about having great possessions every time, not just having good possessions. We got in a little run there where we were just taking the first quick shot down the floor, and we didn't want to do that, and we talked to them about that. And I think when we were setting up our offense and moving a little better, we were getting better possessions and better shots.
I think it comes down to one thing we've talked about with you all year. You can put the points on the board, but you're holding teams to less than 40 points a game on average, and when you can do that against the Class B squad, it says something about your defense.
You know, I thought we did a great job on defense. Thomas Sinzel, I thought, did a real good job today, and we did a nice job of being in a position and taking away some of their shooters. And like I said, with Carson and Derek leading us, we can seem to get some points on the board, and I thought they both did a real nice job today.
How was the kids' attitude coming in? Was this a marquee game for them today?
I think everybody's been looking forward to this one. You know, I tell them the next game is the only important game we have because it's the next one, but I don't think there's any secret. They've been looking forward to this one and wanted to see where we were at. And I think we came out today and did a nice job.
What did you see today that will give you a little vote of confidence as you head towards the postseason? We talked a lot about that during the game. This is the type of game that you need, a type of team you'll see in sub-districts and at state.
Well, that's what we kind of talked about a little bit. With their length and athletic ability, we had to be a little more careful with our passes and moving the ball and make sure that we were in the game the whole time and not being having mental lapses. And I thought we did a nice job of that in the second half.
You've got a couple of games left to go. What's still to work on?
Well, I think we got to keep getting better. I mean, our press isn't where it needs to be. We were doing better earlier in the year, but that's kind of slacked off a little bit. So we got to hit that hard. And I always think we can do a better job defensively.
Well, you had a great game today. I'll tell you what, that seemed like a pretty good defense against a team that really wanted to run off screens and a lot of movement in this basketball game. And your team, they look pretty solid. And it's fun to see teams right now playing their best basketball of the year. Do you think you're playing your best basketball of the year?
I think so. I think these last couple of weeks, I think we've stepped it up and we've improved. And for a while there, we were kind of flat, but I think just lately here, we're playing a little bit better.
All right, Shannon, we'll let you go. Congratulations, and we'll see you in the postseason.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Shannon Levin, head coach of the Minden Whippets. They win it by a score of 55-35 here tonight. Randy, anything else to add?
Well, again, we talked a little bit about Minden maybe taking some bad shots behind the arc, and Coach Levin talked about that as well. Taking a look at what they did behind the arc, they finished with 8 out of 16 because they got kind of hot once they started taking a little bit better looks. And you shoot 50% behind the three-point line, you're probably going to be okay.
Well, let's take a break and get ready for what is going to be the marquee matchup for most people. I thought there was a couple of good ones already today. Again, your scores from earlier today, Gildner beat Overton 53-51, Northwest over St. Cecilia 55-38. Adams Central beat Pierce 40-27. Sutton beat Norfolk Catholic by one. And Donovan Trumbull in overtime beat Grand Island Central Catholic 59-48. Here, 55-35, Minden the win. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, they're going to continue to take care of the teams, clubs, schools, and organizations in our area. South Sioux City coming up next against Grand Island. Will we get an upset by the hometown boys, or will Gasell put on a show? We'll find out. We'll take a little bit of break. Be back in about 10 minutes here on Classic Hits.
What? You're all wrapped up in the game and haven't done anything about Valentine's yet? Good thing for you that Roses for You is open late every day through Valentine's. 937 South Locust or online at rosesforyou.com. There. Now enjoy the rest of your game. You're welcome.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.